Let's go in depth right now. The U of U is monitoring what's going on at UC Berkeley today. There's going to be an appearance by conservative Ben Shapiro. He's going to be speaking there, and the U wants to know exactly what's going to happen here when he's scheduled to speak here a little bit later this month.
Chris Nelson, University of Utah spokesman, is in Berkeley, California this morning. What are you hoping to learn down there, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys. We were down here with a small team to watch just to see how Berkeley campus handles it, how their police react, how their administration handles it. You know, Berkeley has obviously always been kind of the center of attention when it comes to free speech issues, and so we're hoping to find out how they handle it and kind of ensure the physical safety of their students.
We hear that there's going to be one heck of a police presence, so I'm sure you're probably keeping that in mind as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we've got some of our police officers down here. We'll be working and being able to observe their command center and seeing how they react. And bringing it back to Salt Lake, I think one of the things that with the speaker, a lot of people have been wondering why the university would allow a speaker like Mr. Shapiro to come to Utah on our campus. And we just are emphasizing to everybody, you know, this is a legitimate student group, Young Americans for Freedom, who invited Mr. Shapiro. I've been clarifying with people that that doesn't mean the university endorses anything he has to say. But, you know, as a public university and a place of higher learning, you know, we do have an obligation to respect the student group, to be able to bring controversial folks. And, you know, I think our view at the university is the best way to explore ideas is to hear them out and you know, have more ideas. So that day we actually will be doing a couple of other events. We've got our Department of Social Work is bringing in a poet and activist. We're doing some campus panel discussions beforehand, so we're kind of prepping our campus as well. But like you said, it'll be interesting to see how Berkeley handles it.
He's a young guy, former editor at large for Breitbart News, now the editor in chief at Daily Wire. What is it that's so controversial? That is about him.
Yeah, you know, I think he's figured out how to kind of get people to kind of turn on each other, unfortunately. You know, one of the things the university is very committed to is equity and diversity and creating a physically safe campus. And that means respecting people of all backgrounds and respecting everyone's experience. I think, from what I understand, let's look at my notes here. His talk kind of focuses on what he would describe as kind of the myths of white privilege and dismantling the idea of why diversity is important. And, of course, as a university, we value all those things a great deal. So I would tell you there's probably a lot of folks on our campus who will disagree with him vehemently, but I think we all respect the right for him to be able to say it.
All right, Chris, we sure appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you so much. University of Utah spokesman Chris Nelson joining us live from Berkeley, California this morning on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.